tales from an empress's boudoir. I invite you to lie down, kick off your shoes, close your eyes while I take you on a delicious journey. The Director by Stacey Campbell and Tracy Ferkes. Chapter 26. Cameron, I feel terrible. That man's getting married shortly, and I've ruined his Elvis suit. Don't sweat it. There's tons of shops selling Elvis outfits. He can go buy another top. Besides, if he keeps his arms still, no one will ever notice it, he says, smirking. We continue to walk as we finish eating our hot dogs. We take in the sights of the different styles of buildings when Cameron checks his watch. Are we on a timetable? I ask, wiping tomato sauce and mustard off my lip with my thumb. No, not as such, but I do have a surprise for you. We just need to make our way back to the little hotel in France, which is actually opposite our hotel, he says, looking at me as if weighing me up. I draw in a breath and exhale gently. A surprise? What is it? It's a surprise. But do you remember me saying I arranged a ride of some sort when we discussed the itinerary? Yes, I remember. Well, we need to find the little hotel in France. It shouldn't be hard. We just need to look for the Eiffel Tower. Within 20 minutes, we've found it. So, what's my surprise, Cameron? I eye him warily, wondering what this surprise ride is going to entail. Just a couple more minutes and all will be revealed, he says, looking around. Ah, here we go, raising his hand into the air as if signalling. A white limousine pulls up in front of us as we wait outside the little hotel in France. A chauffeur climbs out and greets us, then opens the back door. Cameron smiles at me. After you, Chloe. My feet are rooted to the spot as I stare at him. Is this for us? Yes. You arranged a limousine to take us for a drive around Las Vegas? Yes. Now get in, he says, turning me to face the car. I climb into the back seat and slide across to the other side so Cameron can sit next to me. The inside is incredible. The interior seats are white leather with white shelves housing a TV. A bucket of ice with champagne and glasses sit underneath it. The interior roof linen is also white with a blacked out sunroof and windows. This is stunning. Did you arrange this for me because I said I've never been in a limo before? I ask, facing him. He nods. I throw my arms around his neck and hug him tight. Let's open the windows and take in the sights, he says. We put our fingers on a window button and turn to look at each other. Ready? One, two, three, he says. We push the watch. We push and watch as the city outside is slowly revealed. Can I open the sunroof and stand up? I ask him. Of course you can. Where's the button? I look at the control pad on my door. It's the big one underneath the window button. Pushing it, I look up expectantly. The sunroof slides back and I look at Cameron excitedly. Stand up then, he says with a huge grin on his face. Standing, I poke my head, arms, and upper body through the sunroof. The daylight is starting to fade as the sun drops over the horizon. Hundreds of people are walking along the pavements in their winter coats and hats. There are several men dressed in Elvis costumes, braving the cold with no coats. I pull my collar up around my neck to keep the chill off. The temperature has dropped rapidly. Everyone looks happy as they go about their business. Hotels and buildings are bursting with colour, neon lights illuminating them. as the limo driver turns a corner, there, right in front of me, is the Eiffel Tower. A miniature version, obviously. Every inch awash with bright lights. Bending down, I call to Cameron. Can you see the Eiffel Tower? It looks amazing lit up. He looks up at me. The inside of the car is dark and he's closed the windows. Lowering my body, I sit down next to him and look into his eyes. Why have you closed the windows? Don't you want to look outside? It's dusk and all the lights are coming on. Cameron picks up the internal phone to the driver and asks if he can give us some private time. A black screen behind the driver slides up, separating us. Chloe, I want you to carry on looking out of the sunroof. I've got another surprise for you. He looks a bit serious. Okay. I'm slightly worried, but I do as he asks. No pecking or sitting back down, okay? No peeking, I mean. No. Okay. Stay stood up. I got it. I say, slowly standing and hanging my upper body out of the sunroof again. The sun has gone and the temperature has dropped further. I can see my breath floating in the air when I exhale. Everything looks amazing. Blue, yellow, pink, red, and green neon lights light up every building we drive past. The sky, although dark, seems awash with colour as the light reflects on its dark background. I feel Cameron's hand find my crutch, which makes me jump. Moving his hands to the button and zip on my jeans, he opens them in one swift move and pulls my jeans and thong down to my ankles. What are you doing? I shout. Stay up there, he shouts back. But the driver, he can't hear or see us. Now don't come down. Swallowing hard, I wonder what he's going to do. His soft lips touch the skin on my thigh and a tingle shoots between my legs. I take in a deep breath of cold night air and focus. His mouth works up my leg towards my crotch, where his tongue slides over my clitoris. My breath hitches at his touch as excitement starts to fill me. I'm not expecting this, and the thrill of no one else being able to see what he's doing is turning me on. His tongue moves faster over my clitoris as I feel his finger enter me. He slides it in and out, gradually increasing his pace. My head falls back slightly as a moan escapes my lips. His tongue flicks faster over my now engorged clitoris as he pumps, his finger pumps back and forth. The tension in my body is building fast. I splay my arms out over the roof of the car to steady myself and to take my weight. He continues his attentions, my body reeling with pleasure. I don't know if it's because I wasn't expecting this or whether it's because no one else knows what's going on. It's not long before the familiar feeling builds inside me. Geez, my head shouts as I pull my fingertips hard into the roof of the limo, trying to steady myself. I'm going to orgasm on a busy main road. People are turning to watch me. I bite down on my bottom lip as I realise I can't show my cum face to the people of Las Vegas. I try and control my panting, breathing deeply through my nose and blowing out slowly through my mouth. Gritting my teeth, I scrunch up my face as my orgasm explodes through my body, throwing my arms into the air. I scream in my best out-of-tune operatic voice just at the point the limousine stops at some traffic lights. On the opposite side of the road, eight men stop, turning in my direction, throw their arms into the air and scream, Woo, back at me. Oops, I say, turning my head from side to side before realizing there are rather a lot of people staring at me. I smile, wishing the ground would open up. I slowly slide down onto the back seat in the way a comedian would pretend to walk downstairs on a stage. Cameron looks pleased with himself, a huge grin plastered across his face. Wriggling my thong and jeans back up my legs, I fasten the button and zip. So, are you enjoying the limousine ride, Chloe Taylor? He asks in a cocky tone. Yes, I am actually, Mr. Walker, I retort, smiling. Looking at each other, we burst out laughing. I move towards him, and he takes me into his arms. As we kiss, he pushes the button on the control panel to open the window. The bright lights of the city wash over us. Cameron checks his watch. Our ride is almost over. Thank you so much for arranging it. You're more than welcome. It's made me happy watching how happy you are. So, what's next on our itinerary? The limo will take us back to the hotel. Once there, we'll change into something more formal before I take you for dinner at the Eiffel Tower restaurant. Really? I ask, pushing away and looking at him excitedly. Yes, he smiles. The limousine driver pulls up outside the main lobby of our hotel. We thank him as we climb out. Cameron and I walk arm in arm back to our room. As he pushes the key card into the door, I stop. Cameron, we didn't take the bottle of champagne from the limo. Smiling, he produces the bottle from behind his back. I clap my hands together and run into the room towards the wet bar. I grab two champagne flutes and head for the bedroom. Cameron pops the cork as he follows me, then fills our glasses. Switching on the TV in the bedroom, I flick through the channels until I find a music channel, then disappear into the bathroom for a quick shower. To be continued. Thank you for listening to Tales from an Empress's Boudoir.